Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. At 6:12, good morning. I like that song a lot. Thank you, Next.
I love that song. I love the video.
It's got attitude, but It's still pretty funny. You know, obviously she broke up with her fiance, and so it's like, thank you, Next. I like that. I like that a lot. Oh, man, here we are Friday. I got to tell these people listening this morning, you guys listening to the show, I went to the Laura Good family reunion last night.
No, you didn't.
It wasn't supposed to be, but it turned into one. We went to that Meet the Makers event last night.
Yes, we did.
In Danville, where you got to meet the makers of fine beverage at Rock God Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. You got to meet the maker of Whispering Oaks Wine just outside Sunbury. And you got to meet the Soupy Brothers, just in case you didn't know them. And then throw in the entire Washaleski Good clan.
Yes, both sides were equally represented. It was super fun.
I met aunts, I met uncles, I met everybody.
Yes.
What a good time.
Aunts, uncles, cousins, parents.
What the Rock God Brewing Company came up with was a good idea, and I think we should see more of it. You know, we have job fairs, right, where you can go and try to get a job. We have these craft shows where all the craft makers get together. Why don't we do this, like, have an event where you have, like, there should have been, like, four or five restaurants there. That would have been pretty cool.
Well, I think, I think what Ben and Gary are trying to do is something like this every so often. I don't know if it'll be once a quarter or, like, once a month.
I think it's a great idea.
But so, meet the makers, and they're inviting local small businesses who make their own products. So, like Soupy, like wine, obviously Rock God makes beer.
Right.
But you could do the same thing with, like, Tumio's pasta sauce, for example.
Yeah, you could do
that. If you've never tried it, or even I don't know, like
somebody who makes something unique that you could eat or drink.
Oh, that cookie lady in Danville too.
Yeah, how about the pie guy? Bring him in,
right? You know
the pierogi guy from Shamokin.
Mm-hmm. So meet the maker night at a microbrewery.
Yeah,
it's a great idea. Last night was super duper fun. I got tired though. I did cut out a little early because I could not. I had a delicious glass of wine.
Well, of course
great.
It was. Yes.
It was great. From Whispering Oaks, and I'd never tried any of their wine before.
Oh.
And so Ryan, the winemaker,
way to go, Ryan.
The owner, was nice enough to give myself, my mom, my Aunt Shirley, a sampling.
And then he told us some exclusive information. Mm-hmm. Today they will be bottling a reserve that will be available for Christmas.
I'm super excited to stop by the winery and try that.
About that.
And then Rock God, of course, a couple new beers on tap, and then Soupy Dogs were on the grill.
Yeah, I had me a Soupy Dog. I love him. I absolutely love him. I even got to meet one of Laura's friends, the girl in the poinsettia pants. She was hilarious.
Emily.
Oh, is that her name? Okay.
Yes, she was her from Snapchats of past.
Yeah, she's just a doll. And the poinsettia pants really put me in the Christmas spirit.
So she was festive. I love my girl, Emily.
So a good time was had by all.
It was super fun.
Guys, you need to get into the holiday spirit. And the best way to do it, I guess my point here is just do something different.
Yeah.
You know, don't get all stressed out in the hustle and bustle and stuff. Break it down and do something fun.
And last night was definitely fun. And it was a couple of hours. It didn't take much time. It was just, 2 hours. And
there you have it. Find it this weekend and get in the ho-ho kind of mood. It's Blaze Alan Laura in the morning, 94KX with some late night television.
Apple just announced that it will be building a brand new $1 billion campus in Austin, Texas. The project is part of Apple's plan to create 20,000 new jobs. Now, that's great. Maybe one of those 20,000 new employees can figure out how to make it so iTunes doesn't ask me to update it every 2 hours.
Late, great Tom Petty.
Tom
and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's Christmas time again. I find this article today, the top ways to get yourself into the Christmas spirit. So I thought, this is a great article. I'm going to share it with the audience, but it's like, it's just wrong.
Really?
It's a spoof article. It wasn't serious.
It wasn't a real article?
So, yeah. Two words, eggnog enema.
No.
Are you kidding me? I don't know.
Do you know the best way to spread Christmas cheer?
Christmas cheer.
Do you know the best way to spread Christmas cheer?
Yeah, Christmas cheer in a bottle.
No.
No?
It's singing loud for all to hear.
Is that like some kind of kindergarten jingle you know from when you were just a little Laura?
It's from Elf.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm thinking that's it. Where do I know this? Because I didn't sing this in kindergarten.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
And then he would, yes. Okay. This article's weird, though. Place poinsettias among your pot plants.
I mean, that's cheerful.
Make homemade gifts for your loved ones so you can afford that 65-inch flat screen for yourself.
Oh, no. That is not in the spirit of things.
If you work in the White House, rejoice in the Christmas miracle that you haven't been fired or indicted yet.
Oh, no.
That was pretty good. Watch Christmas movies all day long, except for the ones that Tim Allen is in. That is kind of funny.
The Santa Claus. I like the Santa Claus.
All right. So
So that was a spoof article, not a real article.
Yeah, I thought it was going to help people, but it didn't. The number one way to get into the Christmas spirit is it says bake something like yourself.
Oh, geez.
With weed.
No.
Where did this article come from? I guess some Comedy Central or something, but
probably, or The Onion. Where does it say?
It doesn't even say anything. It says originally posted December 14th. That's like today. So
okay.
All right, whatever. Well, we need to get the Christmas spirit. We talked about Meet the Makers night in Danville last night. What are you going to do this weekend? Anything like?
I'm baking all of my Christmas cookies
in one weekend.
Yes. It's Christmas spectacular this weekend. And that's how you have to say it. Christmas spectacular.
Spectacular.
I travel it depends.
You go somewhere else and bake cookies?
Yes, we flip-flop, but me and one of my very, very good friends, Colby, this is like a decades-long tradition.
Oh, boy, you and your traditions.
I do very specific things at this time of year.
So it's an away game this year.
It's an away game this year. We travel. We're going to go pack the car, furry family and all. And down we go.
And down where? Like far away?
Philadelphia.
Down in Philly. Mm-hmm. You'll be baking cookies in Philly this weekend.
And he buys half of the ingredients. I buy half of the ingredients. We bake them together. And then we split up the cookies. We're good to go.
It is a Christmas spectacular.
He already got a head start, though. The pizzelle dough is already made.
Nice.
So that's like.
So do you bring some of them back then? Do you split the cookies once you make them all?
That's what I mean. So
you pay for half the ingredients. You make all the cookies.
Yeah, I bring half the ingredients. He brings half the ingredients.
And then no matter what you're working on, no matter what they're working on, you split. Everything that comes out of the oven gets split 50-50.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What a great idea. See, there you go, friends.
It's like a cookie exchange.
Start your own.
Except we do it together.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. And then we go, and typically we'll like hop the train and go to New York City, but it's supposed to rain this weekend. So I don't know if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We might just stay put because Philly has a really nice Christmas village.
They do.
Chris Kindle Market. Chris Kindle Market.
And that's coming up in Mifflinburg, too.
It's this weekend, too.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. So you got your own right here in Mifflinburg. Get yourself some kind of start a new tradition and fill yourself with the holiday spirit. News is next, 94KX. I'm dreaming of a white cowboy, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And we're giving away stuff like right up to Christmas Day, man.
I mean, next week we still have a whole bunch of giveaways with downtown Lewisburg.
Still to come this morning, yes.
A couple of keywords yet for Cosmo Claws. Oh my goodness. But now, today's the last day for this.
For this, the BJ's gift certificates.
So we should do it right
now. Let's do it.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Be caller number 4 on the Ford Fun Line right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
What does your morning sound like?
1.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
All right, Randy Gill.
Hey, how's it going, Randy?
Good, how are you?
Aren't you like a country music star, Randy Gill? Oh, no, that's Vince. Never mind.
That's Vince.
Is that your brother, Randy? anyway, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm on my way to work.
Okay, man, where's your home?
I live in Middleburg.
All right, well, thanks for listening on the way to work. Tom and Laura, always here for you in the dashboard. You're going to BJ's.
All right.
You just got yourself $20. It's a gift card to BJ's Market Street Tavern and Oyster Bar. Make sure that you pick up some stocking stuffers when you head down there, Randy.
Okay.
Tell everyone what station just made you a winner.
94KX.
Yeah, there you go, rocking around the Christmas tree. 94KX, we are just a few minutes away from Flashback Friday. Make sure you drop us your favorite request, Christmas Carol or not. We'll play it for you.
How's exactly. That? Three ways that you can let us know. You can always call us on the Ford Fun line at 1-800-326-94KX. Text us 49330, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Playing your requests all morning long.
And we'll do it. Coming up after news, sports, and AccuWeather. So you're Christmas shopping, mm-hmm. and you come out of the store, and your car's gone.
Ooh.
And you're like, oh, my God, somebody stole my car.
Yeah, that's a problem.
For Christmas, right? But there's a car next to where your car was parked, and it looks kind of like yours. So you're like, all right, I'm going to call the cops. This actually happened to me. But I didn't follow through on it.
Okay.
But yesterday, a woman called 911 after her car was missing. Mm-hmm. But there was a car that looked like hers. And they tracked the owner of the car that was left behind, the license plate number. They called him. He answered the phone. And they said, dude, you're in the wrong car.
What?
Wow.
And he felt so bad that he not only brought the car back to the lady, but he filled it with gas. And brought it back with a full tank. So this is kind of
a nice gesture, at least.
But that actually happened to me. And here it happened where the car actually started. Now,
that was going to be my first question.
Mm-hmm.
With a key fob or a key, they're supposed to be unique.
He got into it with the key fob, and he was able to put the key fob in his pocket and push the start button and drive away with this woman's car. Now, this actually happened to me. So when I read this morning, I was like, wow. So thank goodness this lady got her car back. He apologized. He filled it with gas.
So it wasn't on just truly didn't know.
They were both Christmas shopping. So here's what happened to me, and it happened about, I don't know, a year or two ago. Walked up to a vehicle that looked just like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Popped the lock. Now, the cars weren't side by side, but I always forget where I parked. So I'm walking through the parking lot, and I see this SUV that looks just like mine. I popped the lock and got in it. And as soon as I got in and shut the door, I looked around. I was like, this isn't my car.
It's not my stuff.
Like, yeah, exactly. Now, evidently, this guy didn't look around, or it was exactly the same kind of car.
Wow.
But the car manufacturer said, yeah, that happens sometimes. If it's the same car, it could actually have the same key fob.
But can't they prevent that? Like
they should.
Shouldn't they?
shouldn't they?
I was going to say because that just opens the door for people who are not so nice.
Exactly.
To just go and get the same key fob, same car, and then you could be.
Yep. That's an easy loophole right there.
It's a really easy loophole.
And this is how I noticed when it happened to me. I'm like a neat freak when it comes to my car. And I got in and shut the door, and like the dashboard was dirty, like there was dust on the dashboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what? And then I looked around and like, there was something in the cup holder that certainly wasn't mine. So it's some kind of, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sitting in someone else's car. So I got out, shut the door, grabbed my key fob, blip, and locked the doors.
Wow.
So thank goodness for this woman who got her car back in time for Christmas. And she thanked the man who evidently drove it around town for several hours and then filled it with gas.
Oh, my goodness, he didn't know.
Yeah.
So how about that?
Well, at least it was a happy ending.
Yes.
A happy ending on a Christmas story. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Christmas!
Stop it.
Christmas!
Stop it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Happy New Year. Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Requested by accident for little Wyatt.
Yes.
So, Wyatt, we realize your mom requested the wrong song.
She got confused, and that's cool.
Yeah, she confused two different Christmas
songs. Which is fine, because some of these weirder Christmas songs...
Like that one,
do sound...
Weird.
Weird and the same.
All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth by Alvin and the Chipmunks. I was like, no, that's not Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's Spike Jones.
Yes.
Well, it turns out she wanted Alvin and the Chipmunks. So other requests coming in on the text club. Uh-oh, the Hippopotamus song.
Oh, we have two then, because somebody on Facebook also requested that
and
song.
And where's Matt? Matt's probably busy in the newsroom, but someone said my 11-year-old son loves the Beach Boys. Can you play Little Saint Nick? See, the Christmas songs are coming.
Perfect. Keep them coming.
Yep, we'll play them. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We may even sing along.
I think we should.
I think we should. Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. There's a Christmas request on Flashback Friday. Little Saint Nick, Penelope, wanted it played for her 11-year-old who loves the Beach Boys.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Boy Erased. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. And as we get closer to Christmas, we got more and more movies coming out every week. We have four this week.
Oh, wow.
Starting off with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Miles Morales becomes the Spider-Man and the Spider-Man of his reality and crosses paths with his counterparts from other dimensions to stop a threat to all mankind. So this is an animated version of Spider-Man, but it uses that Miles Morales character who was another kid who became Spider-Man in a really great line of comic books. Wow. So I'm excited that he's going to be making his screen debut.
Spider-Man more comic booky.
Very appropriate sweatshirt by Movie Mike this morning.
Yes, well, I forget what movie it was, but there was a movie where they said, never be the guy who wears the t-shirt or the band that you're going to see. I'm that guy. I'm
That's
wearing
all right.
Spider-Man today. And
you
I'm
do you. You do you. If you want to wear a Spider-Man sweatshirt to see Spider-Man in the movie theater, I say go for it.
It's kind of hard to find a Spider-Man hoodie, and he did. He found one. It's nice.
Thanks. Next up, we've got The Mule. A 90-year-old horticulturalist and World War II veteran is caught transporting $3 million worth of cocaine through Michigan for a Mexican drug cartel. This one stars Clint Eastwood. Next up is Mortal Engines. In a post-apocalyptic world where cities ride on wheels and consume each other to survive, two people meet in London and try to stop a conspiracy. I can't read that description with a straight face.
I know. It's a little goofy. Far-fetched.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very, very loony there.
All right.
And finally, we've got Once Upon a Deadpool, which is really just a PG-13 re-edit of Deadpool 2 with a couple of new scenes featuring Deadpool and Fred Savage that sort of spoofed The Princess Bride. Remember?
Yes.
Fred Savage played the little kid. His grandfather read him a story. Well, in this version, Deadpool reads it. But it's a PG-13 version for all the kids who couldn't get in to see the R-rated version of Deadpool 2.
Fair enough.
Because your mom and dad wouldn't take you to the movies.
Right.
I mean, Deadpool is not for kids.
All right.
That's the whole point of the character.
Exactly.
But Movie Mike started his Movie Mike career by going to see every movie ever made.
True.
At a young age.
Yeah. My dad took me to see very inappropriate things from a rather young age.
Hey, you know what?
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
We joke about it all the time.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And so Spider-Man today. What else this weekend?
I'm also going to be getting an early look at Mary Poppins Returns this weekend, which I'm really excited for.
Yeah, very cool. I love Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
She's
great
fantastic.
Choice to play that character.
Oh, she's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And what are we reviewing in about a half an hour?
I will review Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Okay, cool.
Movie Mike's coming back. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX with some late night TV.
KFC has introduced new fried chicken scented fireplace logs in time for the holiday. So if you're wondering what you're getting for Christmas, raccoons.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. We forgot the boss's kid's birthday. And this, what does he have? Three kids? We forgot one of his other kids' birthdays a couple months ago. Are we trying to get fired?
I think we might be. Actually.
He wasn't on the list, though.
No, he wasn't on the list.
Sam, I'm sorry. Sam's been on the show a few times. Yeah,
and Sam, I love when he comes in. You know, he'd be hitting his head on these snowflakes in here.
That's probably why he hasn't visited for Christmas yet.
He's so tall. A wonderful basketball player.
Good kid. Salem's Grove High School.
Mm-hmm. 18 years old today.
18, Samuel Haddon.
A legal adult.
Oh, boy. His mom and dad are nervous now.
I bet.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam. Have a great day.
Sorry we missed you on the birthday, buddies.
Actually, there was one other message in literally 15 seconds too late.
Oops. And that was? Might as well throw that in, too.
Hold on. Cole Randall.
Cole Randall.
He is 11 years old today. Lots of birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a little public service announcement.
Yeah.
Birthday buddies, right around 7:30 every day.
Right. Try to get them in there.
Get them in early. On Fridays, we're always late because of Movie Mike, so it works out. But get them in a little early. So message us at like 6:30 or 7 or the day before, and we make a list. So.
Very cool. Also, Flashback Friday, your requests on the Ford Fun Line. Earlier this morning, we got an interesting request, and kind of on a sad note, but we will play it.
It's in remembrance of my sister and my mom.
Aww.
My mom passed away in 93, but my sister just passed away a little over a week ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear
goodness.
That. I'm
so sorry.
Sorry
to hear that.
So I want to make that in remembrance of them.
Okay, we could do that for you. My condolences and be strong, okay? Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Boy Erased. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Ralph Breaks the Internet finds Wreck-It Ralph leaving his video game and venturing onto the World Wide Web. John C. Reilly again provides Ralph's voice, and Sarah Silverman is also back as his best friend Vanellope. Together, they use the arcade's Wi-Fi to hop online so they can find a replacement part for her game in order to prevent it from being scrapped. Along the way, they make pit stops at eBay, Twitter, Pinterest, and several adult entertainment websites. No, I'm just kidding about that last part.
Oh, God. Cut my attention there.
He's making sure we're paying attention.
Yeah, making sure everybody's awake. Several appealing new characters are added for this sequel, most notably a female driver in a hardcore racing game played by Gal Gadot. She becomes Vanellope's role model. Ralph Breaks the Internet feels a little overstuffed at times. The web is a big place, so trying to spoof everything about it can be difficult. That said, the movie's jabs at online culture are often hilarious, and there's a worthwhile message for kids about avoiding the more toxic areas of the net. Once again, the animation is impressive, especially in the way it conceives of the internet as a large, crowded, always-moving city. The characters remain lovable, and the sequel develops them in interesting ways that set the stage for future adventures. All in all, Ralph Breaks the Internet is a massively entertaining family film. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 web browsers.
Nice. So,
the first one's just a tiny bit better because, you know, it was just very much about video game culture, but this one is almost as good. And my 10-year-old, when it was over, I said,
what'd
you think
of it?
This
is what I was going to ask.
Yeah, he said, that was incredible. So it hits the target audience. My wife and I enjoyed it as well. So I think it's a good movie for all ages.
Maybe Logan should have done this segment of Movie Mike.
Oh, yeah. I feel like maybe in the summertime, Logan should take a crack at a little movie review.
Maybe. I can't get him to talk on the radio.
We've tried several times,
and he refuses to.
Maybe if we pre-recorded something.
That's what I was thinking.
That might work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take him into the studio and get it done.
Exactly. Let him read what he wrote, and then he could share with everyone. Yeah, see what he thinks. I think it would be super cool.
A movie review from a 10-year-old. That would be really something.
Yeah.
I bet he's ruthless.
You think he's worse than his dad?
Probably.
Well, we'll see.
He states his opinion quite decidedly when he comes and visits, and I love that about Logan.
Yeah, he's pretty open.
He is.
All right, Movie Mike, say hi to Logan and have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
That's a nice song. Holy cow.
Yay!
It was requested by someone we know, and it was John Denver, Aspen Glow.
Yes.
I had never heard that song before.
So it's off of his Rocky Mountain Christmas album that was released in 1975.
Wow. Very good.
It's one of my favorite Christmas records.
Is it really?
I love that song.
Yeah, it's very pretty. I'm not a big John Denver fan, but boy, that song was
nice. Well, my mom is a John Denver fan, and thanks to her, so am I.
Well, yeah,
when
it
I
comes
was little,
down to the generations.
I'm serious. When I was little, I used to fall asleep to that record around the holidays, listening to it to go to sleep. I had a whole bunch of records that I would listen to, and I always had to listen to music to fall asleep.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. So you had a little record player playing John Denver's Aspen.
A Fisher-Price record player that still works to this day, and I still have.
That's very cool.
Yep. So that's one of my favorites.
Well, here's another song, a Christmas song you may not have heard. Someone has done a mashup. Mm-hmm. Of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
Using lines from all the Die Hard movies.
Awesome.
Because they're always Christmas.
They are Christmas movies.
Give me a little bit of a sample.
Good evening. I'm here to see Holly McClain.
Just type it in there.
Cute toy.
Terrorists in Nakatomi Plaza.
Been doing this for 11 years.
10 square blocks.
Mayday, Mayday, Channel 9.
8 Lake and 30 to dispatch.
7 members of the new Provo Front.
6 armed with automatic weapons.
5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Québec.
$4 million.
3 down, 4 to go.
Code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza.
Killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off 2 others.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Christmas.
No!
Listen to the explosions. I love it. It's Die Hard's 12 Days of Christmas.
5 imprisoned leaders of the Liberté de Québec.
call 1-800-326-94KX.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
That's so funny. 326-94KX. Let's go shopping in Lewisburg. What do we got?
Hold on. Let me see. Oh, that made me laugh really hard, actually.
I loved it.
I love Die Hard.
So do I. It's a great Christmas movie? No.
I have my movie viewing titles already picked out. White Christmas followed by Die Hard, the first one. It started off right. We're headed to the Smiling Chameleon Draft House.
Love it.
In Lewisburg. Mm-hmm. Some of the best tableside guacamole around.
Okay.
Awesome beers on taps. It's excellent. It's in downtown Lewisburg. And a gift card right now is up for grabs. We'll take caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line. You'll also qualify for that $200 shopping spree. Good luck.
Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance. Where holiday price...
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 9.
Awesome.
Yeah, who's this?
Krista.
Hi, Krista. Where are you calling from?
Melton.
All right, you're on your way to the Smiling Chameleon.
Awesome, thank you.
You're very welcome, Krista. Tell everyone what station just hooked you up for the holidays.
94.1.
We have the greatest base in the history of politics. I have people that I love and that love me, frankly. That includes a lot of women.
Oh. Honey, if the date ends with you cutting a check, that's not love.
Good. In the morning on a Flashback Friday, there's your Madonna. Okay, the Die Hard 12 Days of Christmas was one thing. All right,
and that actually made me laugh.
Yeah, we were laughing quite hard. I did promise this. There's another remake of Africa by Toto.
You did. You mentioned that earlier today, but who remade it?
I wanted to play it for Movie Mike
because
it will appear in the Aquaman soundtrack.
Oh, with Jason Momoa.
Yes. Why do you always have to mention his name when I say Aquaman? Why do you always have to mention his name?
I like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, you do. Maybe a little too much.
He was also like Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. And he was pretty there, and he's pretty in Aquaman.
Okay,
that's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say. All right, why would Africa be recut again for a movie called Aquaman? Who knows? But our boy Pitbull is actually...
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide.
There you go.
Yeah, he is doing it. Here's a sample.
Stepped on, left for dead, always against all eyes like Pac said. I'm the living Great Gatsby, but these boys are watching quick and disappear like Banksy. From ocean to ocean, sea to sea, I'm something that you gotta see.
Gonna take a look, drive me away from yes. Yes. Change approved.
Okay. If you,
I don't know who the chick is singing, but I love the rap over the...
So in case you didn't like the Weezer remake, and maybe you didn't even like the Toto original in the 80s.
I love it. Oh, I weirdly like it already.
The song will be called, by the way, Ocean to Ocean. It won't be called Africa. It's just
sampling.
Well,
they sampled it, yeah. It's not a total remake.
So look for Ocean to Ocean and Aquaman.
What does your morning sound like?
There you go, Brian. Oh, my. What a great song.
That poor man waited so long to hear that song, but there it was.
Dude, upload it on your phone and play it all day long because you won't hear it from us much longer.
I think, though, the reason was his coworkers didn't believe that that was actually
a song.
They
didn't believe the song exists.
Yeah, and so he's proving a point. So hopefully we helped you prove your point,
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, Brian, because it played on the radio. It must be real.
It exists.
Here's something that's real. Before we get to Cosmo Claus, here's one of the hottest toys this year.
Oh, we were asking about this the other week.
It's called the Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn.
What?
I am not kidding. Listen up. This is an actual ad. I can't believe kids would actually like this toy.
Poopsie, 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 poopsie surprise unicorn. My slime is divine. Give her magic food. Yes. You won't believe your eyes. Put her on the potty. Unicorn slime surprise.
Stop it.
Unicorn magic color change.
Rainbow you feed the unicorn this food.
And then she poops out slime.
Glittery slime.
Magical unicorn slime. Unicorn.
Yes.
Do you know what? 5-6-year-old Laura probably would have wanted this.
No way.
I liked horses, and I really liked unicorns when I was a little kid. Seriously.
Okay, Mom, you're at work. There's a pretty good chance your little daughter's like little Laura, and she wants the Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn.
Slime is a big thing right now.
I know kids are making it themselves.
Thing.
They're outlawing it in schools. You're not allowed to bring your slime in.
Yep, it's a big deal right now.
Well,
so
this is a big deal. It's a unicorn that poops
magic glittery slime. Sold.
All right. Cosmo Claus is coming to town, and he may be bringing a poopsie surprise, but I doubt it. He's bringing tickets, ride tickets, and all kinds of fun, if you know the keyword.
That's right. You have to know the Cosmo Claus keyword of the day, and then all you have to do is text that to 49330. You'll get yourself in the running for a gift card to our friends at Knoebels, as well as a book of ride tickets. Today's keyword is jolly.
Jolly. Yesterday was holly, so holly jolly.
Holly jolly. Today is jolly, J-O-L-L-Y. Jolly, text that right now to 49330, and you're instantly entered to win from Cosmo Claus and 94KX.
Poopsie, 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 surprise.
Catchy.
Stop. It's Blaze Alexander Ford's model year-end closeout. That's right, the
94KX wrapping up a Flashback Friday. You know it's a Flashback Friday when you got the Partridge Family and Donny Osmond back-to-back.
I kind of like both of those songs,
though. Yeah, they're fun.
They are fun.
Come on, people. You're Christmas shopping. You know, maybe you took the Friday off. You've got 94KX on your radio. You are singing along. You just don't want to admit it. You were slapping a steering wheel going, I think I love you, baby. What am I so afraid of? Speaking of that, Christmas Carol Off. We're planning it.
We are.
It happens next week.
Next week. So on Monday, we will announce our song choices. So far, we have you and I are participating. Matt the News Guy. Mark Lawrence even said that he might come in and like for a half second sing a little ditty.
And Movie Mike was thinking about it. So will he come up with a song?
I think he might. He posted on social media that he's doing research.
Research, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, will Kyle Alexander be participating this year?
I don't think so.
We want to.
I can't do it.
I can't
I'm
sing.
Sure you can.
None of us can sing. I mean, Tom actually can when he puts his mind to it. Right. So can Matt Catrillo.
Tom can do anything when he puts his mind
to it. But it's just supposed to be silly and fun.
I don't know if I can sing. I mean, at like midnight karaoke, I can do it. But
well,
in the morning,
we may have to pretend it's midnight.
We're going to pretend it's midnight because
eggnog.
We may or may not have some morning beverages.
There you go. And it's the Carol Off is going to be the 21st of December.
21st of December.
Friday.
Second annual Tom and Laura's Christmas Carol Off. And hey, maybe this year, knock on wood, we won't be sick.
I was going to say the first one. Did that ever happen last year?
It did.
I don't remember.
It was miserable.
Pathetic. Yeah. It was awful. I tried so hard and I couldn't even speak. It was bad.
Yeah, it was like, I'm dreaming of a...
yeah, that was
Christmas.
Bad last year.
Yeah, we both had all that sickness that was going around the building. All right, so think about it, Kyle. We'll ask you next week if you're in, all right?
On Monday, though, you have to decide if you're in and then prepare your song.
I'll think about it over the weekend.
All right, good.
How about
that sounds good.
Kyle's on the way next. Have a great weekend.
Peace. Bye. Are you a